Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
One summer, on Lake Isabel, located in the high deserts an hour east of Bakersville, California, some folks that were new to boating were having a problem. No matter how hard they tried, they couldn't get their brand new 22-foot Bayliner to perform. It would drift, and it was very sluggish when trying to maneuver, no matter how much power they applied. After about an hour of trying to make it go, they putted into a nearby marina, thinking someone there could tell them what was wrong. After a thorough topside check that revealed everything in perfect working condition, they were stumped. The engine ran fine. The prop was the correct size and pitch. So finally, one of the marina guys jumped in the water to check underneath the boat. He came up choking on water. He was laughing so hard. You see, underneath the boat, still strapped securely in place, was their trailer. You know, sometimes, though, I wonder how many people are trying to live, going through this life, with a burden of guilt and sin that's dragging them down. Maybe everything looks good on the topside, on the surface, but they know that something is just not right within. They're searching for answers and help for the hidden problems in their lives. Today we have another special program in which we will consider this as we go back into our archives and share a message that our former pastor, Reverend Barry Arnold, who just recently passed away, preached on WLBR over 18 years ago. This message is on the search for life. I trust you'll be able to stay with us for this special message. But let's start off today's program with a song.
Long before Jesus knelt in sorrow at the Garden of Gethsemane, before He healed the leper and made the blind man see, before He walked the shores of Galilee, or heard His first lullaby, even as He left heaven's glory, or bid His Father goodbye, He could see the cross, He could see Calvary. Nails yet beyond it all, He could view eternity. He knew what it would cost to cleanse our hearts and set us free. He could see the cross, still He came, for He see you and me.
I'm so thankful this morning that Jesus willingly suffered and died in our place so that we can know freedom and forgiveness from sin. Let's talk to him this morning and give him praise. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus' willingness to go to that cross, to do that for us. Lord, I pray that you would be with each one of us today. You see the listener today. You see their concerns, maybe some of the things that are burdening them down this morning. I pray that you would be with them, touch them, give help. Lord, if they don't know you as Savior, help them to seek after you, to seek after Jesus and have his blood wash them and cleanse them from sin. Lord, this morning, we thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings, your help each day. I pray that you would come, be with us during this program even, Lord. Would you speak to our hearts, encourage the listener, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
us, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, I'll never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing. O power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. O power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
The promise I have in you.
This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, 2024 marks a special 75th anniversary for our church. And at the end of this month, we plan to celebrate what God has done in our midst. We would like to invite you to join us Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st at 7 o'clock p.m. in the evening, and then Sunday morning at 10:30 for a worship service, and then Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for a special time of memories and sharing. We give God praise for his blessing and his work among us. And I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of the services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
My friend called. useless and I found it hard to pray. Then the Lord Himself stood by me, and I had no cause to fear. Yes, the Lord Himself stood by me. Forsook me and they all misunderstood. When my works they took for evil, though I meant them all for good. When I walked the veil of sorrow and my heart was aching sore. When I faced a dark tomorrow with no ray of hope before. Then the Lord Himself stood by me, and I had no cause to fear. Yes, the Lord Himself stood by me. All was changed, all was changed, all was changed, really changed, all was changed. When He drew near, then the Lord Himself stood by me, and I had no cause to fear. Yes, the Lord Himself stood by me.
And now, here's Reverend Barry Arnold with a message previously aired October 1st of 2006 on WLBR.
The title of my message today is Search for Life. Our text is in the book of Matthew, chapter 19 and verse 20. These are the words, "What lack I yet?" These are the words of a rich young man who came to Christ. And when he came, he asked him, "Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Now, it's very evident this young man lacked fulfillment in his life. He was like so many people today. He was alive, but he wasn't really living. This is a sad portrait of so many people's lives, both young and old. They're alive today, but not really living. Now, this is an important account in God's Word, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The writers of the first three books of the New Testament all record this account, no doubt because it reflects so many lives. Many people today are in search for life, and they search in vain. God, I believe, however, has designed a plan of attainment for each of us. In one sense of the word, the young man in our lesson had so much. And yet, in another sense, he had so very, very little. Thus he cries out in his emptiness and the coldness of his heart, "What lack I yet?" When you consider the details of this account, it's evident that there are a lot of things he didn't lack. He did not lack a respectable past. Jesus repeated the commandments to this young man, and he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Good training, good taste. All of these had cultured this young man into a fine specimen of manhood. Evidently, it was true, Jesus did not chide the man or even indicate that his past was disgraceful. And yet, he was lacking. It's evident from the story that he did not lack high morality. His life was regulated by a strict moral code. He observed the commandments given from Mount Sinai. His life was unblemished by many of the horrid indulgences of a depraved world. To the world's set of standards, he was a good guy. He was not guilty of murder, immorality, stealing, and all those bad things. And yet, he was lacking. It's evident that he did not lack for earthly possessions. The inspired record tells us that he was rich. He had great possessions. Perhaps his family was wealthy and he inherited a great sum of money. No doubt he was industrious and a wise planner, so that his business prospered and grew and his wealth increased. In the lives of so many people today, there's this constant thirst for things. Things, things, and more things. More money, higher wages, more things. Something new, something different, something more modern. But just like this young man, we learn by experience. As in Luke 12:15, Jesus said, "Take heed, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." In his search for life, it's wonderfully true that he finally came to Jesus. Jesus is the answer to life's problems. He came crying, "Good Master, what shall I do?" When Jesus told him what to do, he said, "What lack I yet?" What did he lack in essence? I believe it is this. He lacked a total detachment from all of these things that he'd been so involved in: high morality, a respectable past, lots of good things in life. He lacked a total detachment from all these things that he might fully rely on Jesus Christ for his salvation. Jesus, who is life and makes life worth living. Such faith in Christ is utterly impossible without a total surrender of everything bad and everything good in our lives. You find the man or woman, boy or girl, who's truly living, who's found the end of their search for real life. And you found the individual has given their all. Jesus said, "Go sell all. Come take up your cross and follow me, and you'll have treasures. Treasures that will never fade away." Jesus put his finger on the source of this young man's problem when he said all. Many like this young man know about Christ. We've read about Christ. Have knelt and prayed, but have not found that life. Because of not coming to the end of the search, because of failing to meet the demands of Christ. This story is not a storybook fashion. It has a sad ending. The young man, the Bible says, was grieved and went away sorrowful. You see, he wanted Christ, but not the cross. This was a new concept to this young man. For you see, when he asked, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" His respectable past, his high morals, his earthly possessions, his opportunities for good, his lofty ambitions must all be surrendered to Christ. For in trusting in these things and using these things, he could never find life. A new concept, yes. Life for him was to be found not in doing some good thing, but in being fully surrendered to God. My dear friends, it's not all in our doing. It's not of works, the Bible says, lest any man should boast. This is the crux of the matter. It's in being fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Believing on Christ means total surrender to him and total dependence upon him. It's at this point that life becomes really living and fulfillment is found. I'm not simply asking you to come to Christ, but I'm asking you today in this message to surrender your life, your all, your everything to him. Many have come to the realization that life is not fulfilled, and they're still in search, but they are unwilling to make the surrender. As God speaks to us today, as he calls, would you give him your all? And when you come to the end of yourself, then you, my friend, have reached the beginning of God.
Our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or a spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by the church today during our regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690. Or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. That's lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd be delighted to help you in any way that we can. If you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses that cover much of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. Or if you enjoy a good story, you should try out our Dial a Story program. You can find a new story each week by calling 717-273-4561 and listen to a story geared for children, sharing the gospel message and building their Christian character. We're a church of just ordinary people, but we've found Jesus to be the answer, the hope and help of all who seek Him. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.